Chapter 3 I said as the girls and Sun He joined me.
What is it?
The base,
the man winked, and he strolled over to the door, which also had a neat black paint job.
I was expecting something bigger,
Becca hissed as we followed.
Do you think guests have to sleep in this one?
Maybe, I shrugged. It would make sense, I suppose. Maybe he doesn't want us to see the actual base yet, and we have to earn his trust or something.
Surely he would let Haewon sleep at the base,
Kat said. That's true, I said. I guess... I stopped talking when I reached the building, and I looked inside to see a glass elevator with intricate gold detailing along the edges of the doors. The elevator took up almost the whole width of the shed, and there was even a small bench inside. Sun He stood in the center of the elevator and grinned at us as he held his finger down on one of the buttons. Holy shit, I laughed, and we hurried into the elevator as I suddenly felt wide awake. The buttons were all gold on the control panel, and there was a telephone attached to the wall for emergencies.
No way,
Kat muttered as she ran a hand down the glass.
Oh, I remember this,
Haewon gasped as she grabbed her big brother by the arm.
I thought this was a dream I had when I was young.
All rear,
Sun He grinned.
Down we go.
The elevator started to move, and Edhara looked alarmed as she grabbed the railing beside her.
Your people don't have lifts,
Becca asked, and the alien shook her head as she watched the buttons with narrowed eyes.
We go underground?
Edhara asked.
Yes, Sun He replied. This takes us down under the island. Where those dinosaur bastards cannot find us. We are safe down here.
The elevator moved quickly and passed one floor too fast to catch a glimpse of anything other than a few white doors. Then there was nothing outside except for concrete walls until we eventually reached our destination, and the journey came to an end. There were two armed men stationed directly outside the elevator. They were both tall and well-built, with K2 rifles clutched in their hands as they watched the elevator stop. I could see through the glass door that the elevator had brought us down to a huge underground room with multiple corridors leading off in different directions. It looked like a lobby area, and there was even a small water feature with three wooden benches around it. The walls of the room were gray concrete with a few modern art pieces which brightened up the space a bit, and a water cooler next to what might have been a reception desk. The table had an office chair behind it, but there was no computer or anything else that suggested it was still in use. The most impressive feature in the lobby was the stone dragon that lined the right side wall. It was about 10 feet long and had golden flowers detailed all over the gray body. There was a crowd of people inside the lobby area, and I could see Quan and his eldest son standing near the water feature. The elevator doors opened, and we piled out to join the rest of the group.
I can't believe this is real, I muttered as I glanced over at the dragon. This is insane.
How much money does your dad have exactly?
Kat asked as she stared open-mouthed at the statue.
Enough, I suppose,
Haewon replied.
But I know a lot of these things will have been gifts from his customers. They like to keep him happy.
Little sister, Sun He said, I think there's someone waiting to see you.
We turned around to see a beautiful middle-aged woman who stood with her hands over her mouth as she looked at us. She was petite, with soft features and raven-black hair tied into a neat bun. She wore black trousers and a light blue blouse, and golden jewelry glinted at her ears and on her wrists. Although her face was rounder than Haewon's, there was a striking resemblance between the two women, and I knew immediately who she was. Haewon raced over to the woman and flung herself into a hug. I'm guessing that's her mom. I smiled as the older woman kissed Haewon's head.
Oh, that's so sweet,
Kat said.
I'm so happy for her. She's had her whole family reunited in one day. So her mom was in China?
She came to get me,
Sun He nodded.
It was insane. She basically told our father that she would not leave me alone and came to China on a private jet with 10 armed men.
Holy shit!
Becca laughed.
So Quan isn't the only resident badass here. Why did she come to find you but not to find Haewon?
Edhara asked.
She did not know where Haewon was, the young man said. She knew I had stayed put in my apartment when all this began. We only got back a few days ago.
Jason!
Hei-Wan called from across the lobby, and she gestured for us to come over.
Parent number two,
Kat grinned, and we strode past the armed men.
Let's hope she's easier to impress than Quan.
As we approached the two women, Hei-Wan's mom smiled at us and reached out a hand to me. Then she gently held my hand and pulled me in for a hug.
Thank you,
the petite woman whispered, and then pulled back to give me a bow. We all returned the gesture, and I could smell a gorgeous floral scent from the Korean woman.
This is my oma,
Hei-Wan said.
This is Jason, Becca, Kat, and Adhara.
It's very good to meet you all,
the woman said, and her English was much more fluent-sounding than Kwan's. Her dark brown eyes had soft wrinkles underneath, and the sides of her mouth naturally curled up into a smile. It's a pleasure to meet you, I said. We finally find out who taught Hei-Wan to be so amazing.
Call me G,
the woman smiled.
If you need anything, please feel free to ask.
G's eyes flickered over to Adhara, who hovered behind me. The woman gave Adhara a soft smile, and I wondered if Hei-Wan had already explained we had an alien in our group.
Quan may need some time to adjust to you all,
G said.
He is a man who always needs answers quickly. He has protected us all, so I allow him to have his little temper sometimes.
G gave Becca a wink, and the girls giggled. There were footsteps behind us, and the rest of Hei-Wan's family approached as Quan's eyes stayed focused on Adhara. There were flecks of blood over his scars after the dino fight, and it only added to his tough-as-nails look. I tried to look confident and straight-backed as he approached, but he didn't even glance my way. Min-Joon walked alongside his father with an equally hardened expression, and the younger brothers strode along with cheerier faces.
So, Quan said as he reached our group, if we will not be having a proper discussion tonight, I believe it's time for bed. You must all be tired.
Oh, bed sounds amazing,
Becca yawned.
Also, I don't mean to be demanding, but Hei-Wan mentioned something about a spa and pool.
Quan raised an eyebrow, and G laughed.
Yes,
the woman said.
We have relaxation facilities. Perhaps you can explore in the morning?
Rest time now, Quan said firmly. You have a look around the premises tomorrow, if you wish.
Thank you for letting us stay, I said. This place is incredible.
You will be sleeping down the right side, Quan said to me, and he pointed over to the corridor next to the dragon. This is where the men sleep.
Okay, I said. Sounds great.
Women are on the left, the stern-faced man continued. G will show you the way.
You must come to bed soon, too, my love,
G said as she reached up and planted a kiss on Quan's cheek.
All this worrying is not good for your heart.
I am fine, he said,
but his tone softened as he spoke to his wife.
I will rest soon.
I wish the girls could come to bed with me. It had been a long, exhausting day, and all I wanted was to feel their soft skin against mine as we cuddled up to sleep. There was no way I was going to risk disrespecting Quan, though, so I just smiled and hoped there was a shower in the room.
Our bags are still in the ship,
Kat said.
Should we go and get them?
We have clothes you can borrow for now,
G said.
And there are warm towels and silk bed sheets waiting for you.
Oh, that sounds amazing, I grinned. Maybe tomorrow we can all have a talk together, tell you about our plan. Quan and Min-Joon looked at me with cold stares. But Tae and Sun Hee nodded enthusiastically.
That sounds wonderful,
G smiled.
Now, to bed with you all.
Hei-Wan's mom clapped her hands lightly and said something to her sons in Korean. Then she ushered the girls away to the left side corridor, and Becca gave me a cute little wave just before she disappeared from sight. Adhara sent me several anxious glances as she nervously followed along, and I was tempted to go with them just to make sure she was okay. Then Hei-Wan noticed Adhara's tense expression, and I was relieved to see her take the alien's hand for me. The lilac woman clutched the Korean beauty's hand and her arm for good measure, and before they were out of sight, I saw the tiniest smile on Adhara's purple lips.
I'll show you your room,
Sun Hee said, and dragged my attention from the girls.
I am down the same hallway.
Thanks, I said,
before I bowed my head to Quan and Minjun. Good night. Haewon's dad and oldest brothers nodded, and they turned and quickly started to talk in Korean to each other.
Don't mind them, Sunhee whispered, as we headed toward the dragon. They'll come around.
We left the lobby as more of the men started to disappear down the halls, and we walked down a corridor with soft yellow lighting. The floor was made of dark tiles. There was a pleasant herbal smell in the air, and the hallway split in two directions at the end.
You are down there,
Sunhee pointed down the hall to our right.
Room 50. You should take these back also.
He took the goggles from around his neck and handed them to me, and then he held out the sharp gun. You keep the gun for now, I said, as I slid the goggles into my pocket. It's always good to have a skilled fighter with an upgraded weapon.
Wow, Sunhee grinned. Thank you. I will take good care of it. I am down in room 12 if you need me.
I appreciate it, I said gratefully. And the youngest brother smiled before he turned and hurried down the left side hallway. I yawned as I made my way to my room and stopped at the door numbered 50 before I realized I didn't have a key. Then I noticed there was a small black box next to the door handle, and I flicked open the hatch to find a key card inside. It was a weighty golden card and had my room number engraved on it. Just like everything else in the base, it looked ridiculously expensive. I swiped the card over the pad on the door, pushed down the handle, and stepped inside. When I flicked the light switch on, I found myself standing in a large bedroom with red and gold wallpaper. In the middle of the room was a king-sized bed covered in black silk sheets, and a flat-screen television was mounted on the wall. A sofa sat under the television, and a large white wardrobe stood in the corner. The floor was covered in a beige patterned rug, and it took me a second to remember the reason there were no windows was because we were in a secret underground base. I grinned to myself at how fucking cool this was. Then I propped my sharp gun against the wall and walked over to the bed. Folded on top of the black silk sheets was a pile of spare clothes, a bathrobe, and some white towels. A bowl of potpourri sat on the small bedside cabinet and filled the space with a soft lavender scent, and I laughed to myself as I realized I'd hit the jackpot again with my bedroom situation. Raven Hall had been my first taste of luxury accommodation, and I hadn't thought I would get that lucky again. There was a white door next to the wardrobe, and I pulled my boots off and left them by the bed before I strode over to push it open. The bathroom was covered in glistening white tiles, with a large clawed bathtub and shower next to the toilet. There were shampoo bottles beside the razors on the sink, and a pile of face cloths on top of a wicker basket. About 10 brand new toothbrushes sat on a shelf in a crystal glass, and I smirked as I shook my head. They really did pull out all the stops for their guests here, and I hoped the girls' rooms were just as fancy. I peeled off my clothes and stepped into the shower, and when I turned the water on, I wasn't surprised to find the pressure was amazing. I grabbed the body wash that sat on the small shower shelf, and the warm water washed off the sweat and dirt from the dino fight, while the smell of coconuts filled the steamy air. I closed my eyes and enjoyed the peace as I let the water soothe my sore muscles, and I could feel the stress of the day wash down the drain as the shower filled up with more and more steam. I stood in bliss for a while and enjoyed how roomy and luxurious the shower felt. But eventually I started to feel tired under the warm waterfall, and I had to force myself to step out and grab a towel. When I finished washing up, I came back through to the bedroom and dried myself off. I examined the clothes and considered the bathrobe, but it was warm enough to just sleep naked, so I tore the black sheets aside and fell onto the firm mattress. The pillow was soft and puffy, and as I closed my eyes, I drifted into a deep sleep. Then I woke up to the sound of a sharp knock at the door, and I checked the clock at the side of my bed. I assumed I must have slept in, but it was apparently only 3 a.m. I rubbed my eyes and wondered if I'd imagined the knocking sound, but the knock came again a second later, and I sat upright before I swung my legs out of bed. I remembered I wasn't wearing anything and grabbed the bathrobe at the end of the bed before I headed over to the door. I made sure the robe was pulled shut, and then I cautiously opened the door to find Kat standing in the dark hallway with a robe pulled over her and a lopsided grin on her pretty face. Whoa,
I laughed as she jumped into the room. Corporal Grant, this is a violation of the rules.
They put us all in individual rooms.
Cat giggled as she wrapped her arms around my waist.
I was so bored. I wanted to come and see you. It's been forever since we had time alone.
The pretty soldier smiled up at me, and I leaned in to kiss her full lips. I could smell the same coconut body wash on her skin, and I ran a hand through her soft curls as we made out. Her mouth tasted like peppermint, and I ran a hand down over the thin robe material to grab her firm ass. My cock hardened as Cat gripped the back of my neck, and I guided her slowly over to the bed as we kissed. The pretty soldier started to run her hands down my back, and when we reached the bed, she gently pushed me down onto my back. I groaned as she stayed standing and slowly stripped out of her robe in the dimly lit room. She slid the material down her shoulders to display her heavy breasts and soft pink nipples first, and then she let the material slip to the floor. I took in every inch of her beautiful curves as I laid propped up on my elbows, and her athletic build was firm and soft in all the right places.
Your turn.
Cat grinned as she leaned down and pulled my robe apart.
Better not make too much noise, or you'll wake the neighbors.
Speak for yourself, I chuckled quietly. But then the soldier knelt down between my legs. I sat up as she started to kiss the inside of my thighs, and her soft lips grazed my skin while her hands started to stroke their way up to my rock-hard cock. Then Cat looked up at me with her hazel eyes, and I moaned as she lowered her mouth down to my erection. She flicked her tongue over the tip of my cock before she slowly started to lower her mouth down over my shaft, and I groaned with pleasure as she started to move her head up and down. Her hot tongue licked me as she went, and her lips made a light sucking noise as she took me further into her throat. Then she sped up her movements, and I locked my fingers in her dirty blonde curls. Fuck, I breathed. Your mouth is perfect. Cat hummed lightly against my cock, and I tightened my grip on her hair as I watched her large breasts bob between my legs. Then electricity shot through my body as her tongue began to pulse against the underside of my shaft, and I couldn't wait another minute to fuck her. I wanted to feel her plush body pressed up against mine while her pussy took every inch of my cock. So I slowly pulled her hair to force her mouth off my dick. Cat pouted once her lips left my shaft, but she let me pull her up onto the bed with me.
I wasn't done,
the soldier purred. I know, but you're too fucking sexy to resist, I growled, and I pulled her with me as I rolled so she could straddle me. Then I slowly slid my hands between her legs, and I could feel how warm she was already as I stroked her inner thighs. Cat started to breathe heavily as I wandered my fingers up to her pussy, and she let out a soft whimper as I slowly slid two fingers inside her soaked hole. Oh, someone's excited, I whispered, as I slowly pumped my fingers in and out of her, and the soldier grinned against my hand. When I rubbed my thumb over her clit, she shuddered, and I cupped her firm ass cheek with my free hand so I could push deeper.
Fuck,
Cat muttered, as I started to make small circular motions over her bud, and her pussy was so wet, my hands were covered in her juices after just a few seconds. You are so fucking hot. I pumped my fingers in and out of her a little faster, and I watched her silhouette roll as she gasped with every breath. When she grabbed my shoulders, I sat up and brought my lips to her neck, and I quickened my pace as she let out a long moan.
Oh, I'm going to come, Jason,
the corporal whimpered, and I continued to run my thumb over her clit as I kissed her neck. Come, I demanded, and I reached my free hand up to grab her amazing breast. I pulled on her nipple as my fingers pounded in and out of her pussy, and she suddenly shuddered against me as she came.
Fuck!
Cat hissed, as her pussy clenched on my fingers.
Oh, that felt so fucking good, Jason.
You look amazing when you orgasm, I said, as I pulled my hand from her pussy and grabbed both of her breasts. Suddenly, I heard the door creak open slightly, and my heart leapt as I realized I hadn't locked it.
Oh!
Becca gasped as she appeared in my room with Heiwan.
Looks like we're getting a show. We weren't the only ones who wanted some fun time.
Heiwan giggled as they shut the door behind them. Okay, all of you ladies are going to get me in trouble, I informed the group. Heiwan's dad is...
Such a buzzkill.
Becca giggled.
Yeah, and we hate following the rules.
Heiwan pouted. Well then, I suppose you're all breaking the rules tonight, I grinned. I like it.
Come into bed,
Kat said to the girls.
I was just about to fuck Jason's brains out.
I like the sound of that.
Becca purred, and she pulled Heiwan by the hand as they hurried over to the bed. Both girls disrobed in front of me before they giggled and jumped into bed. My brain could hardly take the sight of my three beautiful lovers all naked together, and I had to close my eyes for a second before I could move. Then Kat maneuvered so she straddled me right above my erection, and my cock throbbed just at the thought of being inside the gorgeous soldier.
I need his cock deep inside of me so bad,
Kat moaned softly as she hovered over my penis, and she bit her lip as she started to lower herself down just a tiny bit more. I could see Becca and Heiwan out of the corner of my eye, and they had laid down together and started to kiss deeply. I moaned as I turned to see their hands roam over each other's bodies, and they pulled each other close as their breath started to quicken.
Fuck him,
Becca whispered as she turned her head to grin at Kat.
We want to watch. Take all of his big cock,
Heiwan moaned while Becca grabbed her nipples.
Take all his warm sperm and give him a baby cat. Oh, shit. Oh, that's so hot.
Kat pressed her hands to my shoulders, but she sent me a coy smile instead of letting herself sink down onto my cock just yet.
Do you want to get me pregnant, Jason?
Shit, I whispered.
You want me to fuck you?
The soldier murmured.
Do you want me to have your baby?
Oh, you know I do, I growled. And I can tell you want it. I grinned as she instantly slid her pussy over the head of my cock slowly, and I rubbed her nipples like a reward.
I do want to feel you inside me,
Kat whispered.
I want to feel your cock deep in my pussy, Jason.
Then take it, I ordered the pretty soldier. I felt like I was about to explode when Kat finally slid herself down, and my cock entered her tight pussy one tantalizing inch at a time. She was so warm and wet that I couldn't stop myself from letting out a groan, and Kat leaned in and kissed me as she started to move up and down with my full length inside her. I grabbed her waist as she bounced up and down, and every inch of my body burned with pleasure as she moved her tight pussy over my shaft. I looked up at her large breasts as they bobbed with her thrusts, and I leaned to take a nipple into my mouth. Kat gasped as I ran my tongue over her taut bud, and I could feel her body tense up as she fucked me harder. I started to thrust up to meet her movements, and I could feel myself sinking deeper inside her tight tunnel as she put her head back and moaned.
Oh, yeah,
Heiwan whispered beside me, and I glanced over to see Becca had her fingers deep inside the beautiful Korean. The girls laid facing each other as they kissed hungrily, and their bodies rubbed up against each other while they let out little moans. Heiwan's back was to me, so I had a view of her perfect ass, and Becca's incredible breasts were visible just beyond the soft slope of her shoulder. You guys look so fucking hot, I moaned. Make each other come.
Oh, we will,
Becca purred.
Heiwan is dripping all over my fingers.
Heiwan gasped and then reached her hand down to explore Becca's pussy too. The girls moaned louder as they played with each other's bodies so I could watch, and I felt a head rush as their perfect figures shuddered side by side. I gripped Kat's hips tightly as I looked back at the beautiful soldier, and the groans of all the girls experiencing pleasure at once was almost too hot to bear. I admired Kat's gorgeous body as we writhed together, and her perfect breasts pressed up against me while her hazel eyes sparkled.
Oh, I'm going to come again,
Kat gasped as I started to thrust harder.
Oh, your cock feels amazing. It's so deep.
Come on my cock, I growled, as I grabbed her tits, and Kat's hazel eyes were wide as she moved up and down.
Oh, come with me,
she begged.
Do it,
Becca moaned.
Come deep in her, Jason. Fill her up with your baby batter so she can be like us. Kat needs your baby too, Jason,
Heiwan begged.
Give her one. I'm still on the pill, but... Oh, fuck. Jason, fill me up, please. I'll have your baby.
Kat's breathing became heavier, and she let out a cry as her pussy wall started to tighten around my shaft.
Yes,
I groaned as warmth rushed over my penis and through my whole body. Then I came deep inside the curly-haired soldier, and her gasps told me she'd climaxed at the same time. I was so lightheaded, I clutched onto her soft skin to keep myself thrusting, and my body felt electric with the pleasure that coursed through me. Then Becca and Haywan moaned beside us, and I looked over to see them both shudder as they came in unison too.
Oh, Jason.
Kat groaned as she shivered.
I came so hard, and I can feel your sperm so deep inside me. It feels so fucking good.
Oh, you feel so fucking good, I whispered, as electricity ran through my veins. I love you.
I love you too,
Kat whispered, and she kissed me deeply before she slowly slid off my cock and stood up. Wow, I said as I looked at her incredible figure. You're fucking gorgeous. I'm the luckiest man in the world.
My legs feel weak.
Kat giggled as she ran a hand through her curls.
I think we all earned some sleep.
Yeah, I came really good.
Becca grinned.
Me too.
Haywan giggled.
Good work, team. But I still need Jason's sperm inside of me.
Yeah.
Becca agreed.
What do you say, stud? Can you pump your baby mums full again after you just gave Kat a pint full?
I think I can do that, I purred as my cock hardened again.
Good.
Haywan licked her lips as she stared at my erection.
Then we can go back to bed full of your sperm, and no one knows.
I can't believe you rule breakers, I chuckled, and I leaned over to Haywan and tickled her side. The beautiful Korean shrieked, but then a hard knock came to the door, and she clamped a hand over her mouth. We all froze, and I stared over at the closed door with a sense of dread.
Shit!
Becca hissed.
Someone heard us! What should we...
Kat put a hand over the blonde's mouth, and Haywan sat upright as she frantically pulled her robe back on. I pointed to the bathroom, and the girls all leapt off the bed and raced into the ensuite as I stood up and pulled my robe back on too. Then I quickly prepared a bullshit story in my head about shouting in my sleep. And that was what all the noise was. I'd say I had a really bad dream and woke up shouting, and I was just a guy who's an annoying-ass guest to have spending the night. Hopefully it wasn't Kwan who had come to investigate. I took a deep breath as I reached for the door and quickly pulled it open to meet my fate. Then my knees practically gave out with relief as I found a gorgeous, lilac-skinned woman staring back at me. Edhara stood in the hallway in her usual silver flight suit, and her fingers twitched at her side as she watched me with wide emerald eyes. Holy crap, I breathed. I'm glad to see you. Hurry, come in. The alien stepped into the room, and I made sure to lock the door behind her. It's Edhara, I said, and the girls spilled back out of the bathroom in their robes with a giggle.
Thank fuck,
Becca sighed.
I love you, Jason, but I'm not sure even you could have explained that away.
Yeah, the excuse I had in mind was bullshit, I grinned. Wow, so all you ladies are just rebellious this evening, huh?
You missed all the fun, though, Edhara.
Becca chuckled.
No, I...
Edhara suddenly shut her mouth as her face flushed and she wiggled her fingers nervously at her sides.
I am not looking for the fun.
My girls giggled, and as I considered the alien's dark purple cheeks, I realized she probably definitely heard us all finishing up just now, which made me wonder if she knew what we'd been doing. Edhara had spoken about mating before, but I had no idea if the noises humans made during sex would be anything like her people. Then I remembered the little humming noise she made when she hugged me once in the attic of Raven Hall, and how light she'd felt in my arms. I also remembered how I could feel her heart beating rapidly through her breasts. And all of a sudden, I was imagining how her slim legs would feel wrapped around me. I shook my head to try and get the thought out of my brain, and my face flushed a bit as I looked at the gorgeous alien who was still blushing. I muttered and cleared my throat. Are you okay? Do you not like your room?
It is very alone,
Edhara replied as she glanced down at my barely shut robe.
I looked for the girls, and they were not where they were supposed to be. I know they seek you often, so I tried this place and heard... familiar voices. I hope it's not trouble that I...
No, I quickly assured her. You're totally fine. This is a huge place, and I imagine it's a little uncomfortable with everyone looking at you strangely.
Yes, and I am in a room alone without anyone I trust,
Adhara said, and her tone actually shook the tiniest bit.
I wanted to be with you all at the night time.
That's great, I smiled. As you can see, everyone had a similar idea.
Welcome to the club,
Becca winked as she climbed in beside Becca.
Membership gets you access to Jason's cock and yummy baby batter. Pretty sure Kat just got pregnant because he filled her up to her eyeballs. On the pill still,
Kat chuckled.
So probably no.
Just stop taking the pill,
Becca scoffed.
You know you want a cute little baby growing in your tummy. Baby batter means sperm.
Adhara blinked as she glanced at where my robe covered my still rock-hard cock.
Why take pill? Do you not want to mate with Jason?
All three of my lovers burst out laughing, and Adhara's face turned an even darker shade of purple.
Come join us.
Heiwan smiled as she sat at the end of the bed.
If we all snuggle up, there's enough room.
Becca snores.
Kat warned Adhara.
But as long as you fall asleep first, then it's the best kind of sleeping arrangement.
Yeah, but Kat talks in her sleep.
Becca snorted as she shoved the soldier playfully.
She says weird army shit and kicks her legs around every 5 minutes.
And Heiwan is the cutest sleeper.
Kat chuckled.
She just makes little mouse noises and cuddles everyone.
She does do that, I snickered.
I am adorable.
Heiwan smiled as she fluttered her eyelashes at me. I laughed until I turned toward Adhara, but then I sobered up a bit when I saw the alien kind of looked like she was considering the offer. She bit her lip as she studied the king-sized bed, and I suddenly realized how much I wanted her to say yes. The beautiful alien had become so important to me in such a short amount of time, and maybe it was just a dino-apocalypse habit I'd picked up, but it felt right to have the women I'd cared about so close to me at night. From the looks of it, Adhara might actually feel the same way. But then her emerald eyes flicked to where my chest peeked through my robe, and she abruptly pointed to the couch.
I will stay on long seat,
Adhara announced.
You are with the women you mate with, and I will not intrude myself.
You're going to sleep on the sofa? I asked and cocked an eyebrow. Are you sure? Because there's absolutely no pressure to do anything if you sleep in the bed. Seriously, that was just Becca joking around.
Yeah, we will cuddle.
Heiwan nodded.
Jason is very warm and good to snuggle against. I will take long seat,
Adhara confirmed, and she promptly strolled over to the sofa and perched herself on the edge of a cushion. Then she smiled over at the girls as they got comfy in my bed, and I shrugged as I made my way to the wardrobe to pull out a spare blanket. Here, you'll want this, I said, as I brought it to the beautiful alien.
Thank you.
The lilac woman smiled a little more as she took the soft blanket, and she pulled her boots off before she carefully placed them under the sofa.
Do you sleep in those clothes?
Becca asked Adhara.
You can have my robe if you want. I've already chucked it overboard. I am fine,
Adhara said with a content little nod.
There were men with guns all around the hallway. I did not like it. I wear my suit.
Yeah, I understand that, I sighed as I slid into bed with my girls. But I kept my robe on just so Adhara wouldn't feel uncomfortable. It's nicer having us all together. I'm glad you feel safe in here. I yawned as Heiwan nestled in beside me, and my eyes started to close as my Korean lover pulled me close. The warmth of having my lovers around me made me suddenly sleepy, and I stretched my arms before I pulled the blanket up.
What's breakfast like in South Korea?
Becca asked sleepily.
I bet they have great tea. There is a lot of tea,
Heiwan laughed.
Very good coffee as well. Actually, all the food my family gets is good.
I am already excited for food,
Kat giggled as she closed her eyes.
Dino killing really takes it out of you.
So does Jason fucking,
Becca snorted, and the girls all giggled again. Shh, I chuckled. The girls let out a collective sigh as they all rolled closer to me, and I soon found myself in a pile of naked bodies all tucked beneath the sheet with me. Kat kissed me goodnight first before Heiwan took her turn, and then Becca slipped her tongue deep into my mouth.
The blonde Brit giggled softly once she was done with her tender kiss, and she nipped at my ear before she nuzzled her beautiful face into my neck.
Good night, baby daddy,
Becca whispered. Good night, I chuckled. Haywan and Kat mumbled something I couldn't understand, and I glanced over at Adhara as my heavy eyelids threatened to close. The beautiful alien was already tucked under her blanket, too, but her green eyes were on me, and she abruptly looked away when I caught her staring. Good night, Adhara, I said quietly.
Good night,
the lilac woman whispered without looking over again. I let my tired eyes close at last as Becca's gentle snores started up against my neck, and Haywan gave a tiny squeak as she snuggled herself even tighter against me. I was so fucking comfy. I could have fallen asleep right then, but I felt like I was still being watched. I tried so hard not to smile as I opened my eyes once more, and sure enough, Adhara instantly tore her eyes off me as I caught her staring again. You sure you don't want to?
Long seat,
the alien cut in.
I sleep on the long seat.
Okay, well, there's room over here if you change your mind. Adhara didn't reply this time, and I dozed off a moment later with a smirk on my face and that same lingering feeling that a pair of emerald eyes had drifted toward me again.